It is 5 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting another Middle East city reportedly falls to the Islamic State. The Islamic State group reportedly captured the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, raising fears of another wave of destruction of irreplaceable cultural treasures. The development comes just days after the IS group seized the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi. Marie Harf is a U.S. spokesperson.
It sustained damage from both the regime and opposition groups, and the destruction and looting of these sites has been sort of something we've seen in other places in Syria as well that is incredibly harmful. We've spoken up about it a number of times. So we'll keep watching here. We'll keep seeing what's happening on the ground. But this is the reason we're trying to push back ISIL out of Iraq and to try and help the Syrian opposition push back ISIL in Syria.
Palmyra's 2,000-year-old ruins are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Syria's antiquities director said hundreds of statues have been removed, but Roman-era colonnades and a museum remain vulnerable. Syrian and UN officials are appealing to the world to help protect these sites from IS militants who destroyed ancient artifacts inside Iraq early this year. More arrest Wednesday in Burundi. At least one soldier was shot dead in the capital Bujumbura as police clashed with protesters demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not seek a third term. At least 20 people have died so far in 3 weeks of clashes between security forces and protesters. Authorities put down a coup attempt against Mr. Nkurunziza last week. Wednesday's clash occurred as the president signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th. There is no word whether the commission will delay the presidential vote scheduled June 26. African leaders have called on the president to put off the election because of mounting unrest. This is VOA News. The United States and Tunisia Wednesday signed an agreement boosting security and economic ties. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry lauded Tunisia's political transition.
What we are signing here today is a reflection of our respect for and our investment in the extraordinary transformation that is taking place as a result of last year's election in Tunisia. The consensus government that has been created in Tunisia, which carries a very important message that democratic institutions, while sometimes difficult in the transition and sometimes taking time in the transition, can succeed when they have courageous leadership and when they have compromise.
The signing came at the beginning of a state visit to Washington by Tunisia's President Beji Caid Essebsi, who meets President Obama at the